From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. The Chinese and Indian foreign ministers have discussed ways to ease tensions and increase economic ties. It was the first high-level meeting between the Asian powers since a new government took power in India. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Indian counterpart, Sushma Swaraj, met for 3 hours in the Indian capital, New Delhi. Afterwards, Indian officials said both countries agreed much could be done to improve their economic relationship. Gautam Bombawali of India's foreign ministry says China will consider the possibility of expanding economic cooperation between the two countries.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi also said that the economic development of India is something that is supported by the Chinese government.
Indian officials say more Chinese investment could reduce India's trade deficit with China. That deficit has increased to more than $30 billion. India says it wants more Chinese investment in roads, ports, and other systems. India also would like increased investment in manufacturing, areas in which India is behind China. Some foreign policy observers in India expect new Prime Minister Narendra Modi to increase economic ties with China as he tries to meet his campaign promise to develop India's economy. But the two countries also have a disputed border in the Himalayas. The conflict remains unsettled after years of negotiations. India accused Chinese troops of entering its territory in the past year, raising tensions. The Chinese Premier Li Keqiang was the first foreign leader to congratulate Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his election victory. Mr. Modi described China as always a priority in India's foreign policy. Mr. Modi took an aggressive position about China and Pakistan during his campaign. However, he has shown signs that building ties with neighboring countries will be important. Tibetan refugees in New Delhi demonstrated as the Chinese and Indian officials met. Such protests are usual when top Chinese officials visit India. The country is home to the Dalai Lama and the headquarters of the Tibetan government in exile. Tibetan leaders in India are hoping for more support from Prime Minister Modi. An Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman said several high-level meetings are planned this year. One will include a visit by the Chinese Premier to India. And that is the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.